How much does the stock market affect tipping in a cab ride? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jihan Osmanoğlu, Zurak Professor of Finance and Economics at Binghamton University, examines this relationship.
Every New Yorker has probably been in the backseat of a taxi. It's an iconic emblem of the city, and for many, it's a part of their day-to-day life. What passengers might have never considered is that their tip means a lot more and goes a lot further than the ride itself. When looking at the economy on a local scale, the taxi setting offers a unique opportunity to understand how companies influence their local economies. Tipping for taxis is voluntary, and it is unlikely to influence future service quality. Therefore, taxi tips can give us clues about the discretionary spending behavior of employees on local goods and services. I analyzed around 2 million rides in New York City, and what I found was quite interesting. On days when the stock returns of a firm are higher, the tips paid for taxis taken near the firm's headquarters location are also higher. However, tipping does not decline with negative stock returns. This asymmetrical relationship could be because the minimum tip is bounded by social norms. The results of several additional tests suggest that these findings are indeed associated with the stock market performances of companies. For instance, the further you get away from the physical locations of companies, the tipping effect decays, and during the day it is most pronounced at the end of regular work hours. You might ask, why is this research so important? This study indicates that the stock performance of a firm can influence the discretionary spending of its employees on local goods and services. It's a closer look at the relationship between businesses and the community around them. These insights open up possibilities for further research into understanding the spillover effects of financial markets on individual spending.
And that was Jihan Osmanoğlu of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.